Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Tracy Repchak, Beverly Nadler, their friends and family. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce, Barry, and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Folks, I'm very excited about today's show. Many of you celebrated Mother's Day all weekend, a day to honor mothers, motherhood, maternal bonds, and the influence of mothers in societies. Did you know that it's celebrated on various days in many parts of the world, most commonly in March or May? I certainly didn't know that anywhere in the world they had a March Mother's Day. It complements Father's Day, a similar celebration honoring fathers. Mother's Day in the U.S. is an annual holiday celebrated on the second Sunday in May, although many mothers now have been influenced by the most recent American traditions established by Anna Jarvis, who celebrated it for the first time in 1908, then campaigned to make it an official holiday. Previous attempts at establishing Mother's Day in the U.S. sought to promote peace by means of honoring mothers who had lost or were at risk of losing their sons to war. Traditions on this day include church going, the distribution of carnations, and family dinners. The holiday has been heavily commercialized by advertisers and retailers. Card companies, flower shops, and candy shops are the most to benefit, along with restaurants having the children taking their moms out to lunch or dinner. So that was a little bit of Mother's Day trivia I just wanted to share with you and let you know there was an extraordinary show on Friday, May 12th, for Mother's Day weekend. I always like to do a show before Mother's Day Sunday and after, since we don't do weekend shows. The show on Friday, which I urge you to go to your archives, was called Mother's Day Celebration with Marvelous Moms. And the Marvelous Moms were Beverly Nadler, Janice Miller, Tracy Ripchek. And today we have some of those moms right here, right now, to talk from their perspective about Mother's Day. So first let me start with Tracy Ripchek. Today she really inspired me about having this show. Not only for me is she a role model as a fabulous mom, but a fabulous wife, a fabulous author, seven times receiving the best-selling author award. Tracy spoke in over 39 countries. She's an entrepreneur since 85, and she received very special awards from President Obama. Welcome to the show, Tracy, and do tell us about those very special awards.
Well, it's great to be here, Joyce. Because of the things that I'm doing around the world, which is kind of empowering women to be entrepreneurs and to, you know, be a whatever they want to be, quite frankly, if they want to be a contributing part of the family, as far as finances are concerned, I like to help and guide them to be able to do that. And in particular, I had gone to Kuwait to open up the first women's business center in a country where women had, prior to that, never been allowed to run their own company or be active in that way. And so that started kind of that, you know, element of being recognized by the Assembly and Senate and the White House and President Obama. And then I continued on to go to Dubai and other Middle East countries to kind of continue that awakening among the power of women.
Wow, I wish you'd go to the Middle East and awaken the Palestinians and the Israelis to have peace. You are definitely an ambassador of peace and love. And how do I know you're so cool, having spoken to your husband, who is going to honor us by being on the Father's Day show on the Friday before Father's Day, having spoken to your kids? I did a show, Teens Talking to Teens, and the way they talk about you and each other, goodness, I always say you are from the only non-dysfunctional family in the world that I know about. So kudos to you and your family. And, you know, we'll get into the blessings of motherhood in a moment. But first, I want to share with you folks that I also have Beverly Nadler here. Most of you know Beverly because she is the only one that has a regular featured show each and every Thursday. Here's to your health Thursday. She is our health guru. She has extraordinary books, Vibrational Harmony, and several others. She's an amazing author, poet, extraordinaire as well. She always, I can count on her to have an original poem on each and every show. But if I had to say kudos for anything that is near and dear to my heart the most, she is one of my two best friends. Welcome to the show, Beverly Nadler, and it's not even Thursday.
Thank you, Joyce. Yes, I really appreciate any time that I can be on your show and serve for the people who have the benefit of the education, information, inspiration, and motivation that the Joyce Barry and Friends show can bring them. My contribution is important to me. It gives me the opportunity to speak on the subjects that have meant so much to me for most of my adult life.
And when you were on the show every Thursday, the information, you are one of the people that whenever you speak, I have the pad ready, the pen ready. I learn something from you each and every time. So two wonderful mothers, two great, great people. Let's start the first question. I'll start with you, Tracy. What would you say are the blessings that come along with motherhood for you?
Oh, wow. They're numerous. I guess you have different blessings at different stages, but overall, it's the pure, I guess, love. It opens up another level for yourself, and then you have this connection with, you know, other beings that you've kind of brought into the world, and it touches you, I think, in no way that you can even duplicate in another means. And it allows you to, of course, be a part of someone else's journey, mission, and vision, whatever that may be, as a guardian. And I'm just blessed and honored to have been a part of my three children's lives in that way.
I know you have three fabulous kids, as I've done a show, Teens Talking to Teens. That was amazing. I love that show. I love your kids. What are the ages and the ratio of male-female in your family?
Now they are, my son is 19, my daughter is 20, my daughter Celeste is 20, my son Caleb is 19, and my daughter Kennedy is 21. So they were actually all born a year apart in the same month.
So Caleb is 19, your son Kennedy is 21, and you have another daughter, 20. What's her name? Celeste?
Celestial.
Pardon me?
Celestial.
Celestial. That's very heavenly,
yeah.
Indeed.
It is very heavenly. That is exactly what she is.
Yes, and you're the heavenly mom of moms. Okay, Beverly Nadler, I certainly know you have three daughters. We go back a long time. I only kind of know one daughter. Why would you say that you're blessed?
I can't imagine my life without my three daughters. I can't even imagine not having had children. That was all that I wanted as a kid myself. I was going to grow up, get married, have children. The fact that I also became an author and a speaker and traveling and an entrepreneur and all this other stuff never entered my mind. The most important thing to me has always been my kids, beyond anything else. I've been married twice, and the first man has passed away. My second husband, we're not married anymore, but we are good friends, which is important because it's especially important to the girls. They've been a blessing to me, especially because when I realize how many things many parents have to deal with in kids today, the pain and the struggles because of drugs and just so many things that go wrong. I didn't have that with my kids. I can't say that there was never any problems, but basically we had a good life. The kids grew up well. They're very competent adults, all of them accomplishing something meaningful in their own lives, and it's just wonderful. Yesterday, two of them don't live in the area. One is in California, one is in Arizona, and, you know, just receiving their heartfelt phone calls just was really lovely, and spending the day with Denise, the daughter that you know, was just lovely. It's very meaningful to me to have them in my life, and whatever trials and tribulations we went through, we got through them. You know, there's always something that goes wrong, the fears that come up, you know. Later on, I'll read you, I actually think I put most of my sentiments and thoughts inspired by you, because when you give me a show to do, when I come up with a show to do, I tend to write a poem about it. And I did write one that really pinpoints what it means to me to be a mother.
Well, hold on to that for a moment, because I just wanted to start with my favorite part of anything, and that's all about blessings. And indeed, you're both very blessed with the kind of kids that you have. Like you said, what is going on in the world today, I think of how many moms get a knock on a door from a policeman or something, letting them know about a kid getting into major trouble, and they had no idea of what was going on with their kids. But I know that you moms are very close, very connected to your kids, and I do know they are extraordinary. I have to say that Denise, I know Denise, and I never treated her like your daughter. I treat her like a friend because she's so wise beyond her years. She's so special. She's so wonderful. She's always there for me as well. So I always felt with her about her that she's my friend. And one thing that I always loved, and that is to be surprised. I love surprises. So today, Beverly, I'm surprising you because we have right here, right now, your daughter, Denise. Denise, thank you.
Oh, wow.
For keeping our little
oh,
secret.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Thank you for inviting me to the show today, Joyce, and to give the opportunity. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
To share some sentiments for all of your listeners that might inspire them about what it means to be the daughter of my mom. My mother shared with me yesterday that she was writing some poetry right about the same moment that I was writing a poem to express to her how I perceive her as my mom, and I'd like to share it. Should I do that now?
Yeah, go ahead. We'll save your mother's for later.
Okay. All right. A long, long time ago, in a far-off, distant time and place, when you were you and I was me, but we had an astral body and a different face, we made a pact to share the journey of this life, to be mother and daughter through ups and downs, joys and strife. You willingly came first to take a harder road, to learn and also prepare me for a world so foreign, upside down, and often less than heavenly. Through this life, we've remembered and uncovered the connection of who we truly are. Even though it's easy to forget, we both come from the same bright star. You've given your love, knowledge, and wisdom to me and countless others generously and freely. You are my friend and my rock, helping me to be me. Thank you for your caring and for all you do. Thanks for being my mom. I love you.
Wow, I have tears in my eyes. And
I
Beverly,
do too.
A well-kept secret.
I mean, I read it yesterday and I was crying, and now the tears are back in my eyes again. Thank you, Denise, so much.
Thank you.
All right, Beverly, now would be a time that you could share your poem.
Give me a moment, please. I don't want to share it while I'm crying, okay? Okay. What does it mean to be a mother? It's a labor of love like no other. Even before you give your child its name, you know your life will never be the same. You feel a surge of so much devotion, and from moment to moment you have different emotions. Sometimes you worry and ache inside. Other times you are bursting with pride. You want to be a model person to make your children proud, while you give them as much freedom as can be allowed. For to keep them safe and protect them is every mother's dream, as you nurture them and help them build their self-esteem. You try to shield your children from fear and pain as you care for them and hug and love them so they know you're always there for them. You want them to explore and enjoy their creativity and feel loved and supported in their individuality. You hope they experience the many pleasures of life, even though they will also have problems and strife. You pray that as your children learn their life lessons, they are also showered with many blessings. You share with your children your vision, values, and inspiration, and you hope they live with loyalty, trust, kindness, and appreciation. You want them to know the importance of spirituality and realize that with their mind, they can create their reality. When your children are grown, it doesn't matter if you live far apart. Each child always has a special claim on your heart. Yes, being a mother is an awesome task, and my may I always be worthy is all that I ask.
Wow, as usual, Beverly, you knocked it out of the ballpark. So, Denise, let me say to you, thank you for bopping on. I know we both kept this wonderful surprise. I really appreciate your being here, and I appreciate having you in my life, not as your mom's daughter, but as my friend.
Me too, Joyce. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, love. Appreciate you.
Okay, Tracy, over to you. As I said, I tell everyone about your family because I just get such a kick out of all of you. I can't wait for the Father's Day show with your husband on the show. Given I find you such a role model, I'm just curious, as a parent, did you guys play good cop, bad cop, or were you both good cops?
We played whatever role we needed to. So there was never one pitted against the other. They knew that they could go to one person for one thing and one for another. It was usually very aligned, which means whether it be a rule or some situation, we were usually on the same page. So it didn't matter where they go, they were going to get the same answer. But if there was a disagreement, we would just all sit and hash it out and try to come to something reasonable, especially if Dave thought one thing or I thought one thing and the other said, we can bend here or we can allow this or that type of thing. It was fluid motion, and it was just based, every circumstance was based, every child was different. It was all kind of operated from a present time moment and what needed to be said right then.
Very interesting on how you worked out differences and resolve them with the children. It's been said that when two people marry, they become one. The problems begin when they have to decide which one. So you found a very diplomatic way of handling things rather than mom rules or dad rules.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, definitely when it came to the parenting end of it, it was very much done that way. Simply because there was no need for superiority on any angle. And I guess that also came from, and here's probably where many families differ, is as soon as I got pregnant, I decided, at that time we had office, 15 staff. Both my husband and I worked together 24/7. And so at that moment, I said, I'm going home, right? I'm going to raise the kids. I'm going to operate the company from home. And it was funny. So I went home. I set this whole office up. I had everything going. And then I sat there, and I'm probably at that point 8 months pregnant with our first child. And then I said, this is not the way it's meant to be. Dave needs to be home too, so we can co-parent. So it's not one guy goes off to work and comes home and someone's always there, So I said, Dave and I need equal time with the children so that they have both perspectives of everything and that we can grow as a whole harmonic unit. And so I said this to Dave. I said, here's what we're doing. The staff are going to go virtual, and you're going to come home, and we're going to both raise our kids. That, I think, was one of the greatest blessings, moments, and opportunities ever, because the ability to have me and Dave with all three kids side by side, 24/7, you know, raising their morals, values, ethics, responsibility, trust, all of those, and just both being there was, I think, something that was an incredibly unique opportunity for all of us. And if anyone ever had that chance to make the decision, because we did raise our kids by design from that moment on, and so it allowed us to just create this most, and then you talk about the harmony, it allowed us to create that harmonic relationship simply because we were all together all the time.
For clarification, folks, what Tracy said about being with the kids 24/7, that's literal. They homeschool their kids. So that's what she means by that. They were homeschooled. And how did you come up with that decision? That's kind of tough to, I would think, to homeschool kids, to be on top of everything and take, I mean, you have to take such responsibility as a parent. But to homeschool them, the responsibility is quadruple, to say the least. How did you come up with that?
So it's a very interesting thing because it wasn't exactly homeschooling. So in the beginning, when the kids were really young, they did Montessori, and then they did kind of a normal public school. And so when they were about 9, 10, and 11, Celeste came to us and she said, I was doing, as you know, I do events. And so during one of my events, she saw something she wanted to do. She says, I want to get into eBay. And I had a mentor on one of my stages that specialized in eBay. And so she said, I want to do that. So I actually hired the mentor for her who taught her how to do eBay, and she started her own little business. And then at the end of that year, it was kind of a summer thing. She's making money. Everything's going great. And she's, you know, it's like time to go back to school. And we said, great, everybody, time to go back to school. And she said, oh, no, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm going to run my own business, and this is what it is. And so I was like, we can't do that. It's kind of illegal. And at, I'll tell you, when it came to homeschooling, I wasn't going to take that responsibility because I already had so much on my plate operating the company, taking care of staff, you know, being kind of on the road like I was and things of that nature. And so lo and behold, I sit down and on TV comes a commercial that says your children can enroll in internet school. It was identical system. They had teachers that they could log into and chat with. They had the exact curriculum as any other school board. They logged in. They did their work. If they had questions, they asked a teacher. And that was what started kind of our miracle solution at that moment. So, of course, my child, Celeste, says, great, I'm doing internet school. I'm not going to school. We're going to be at home with mom and dad. And, of course, then my son says, if she's not going to school, I'm not going to school.
Of course.
Boom, he's doing internet school. So, actually, the first year, both youngest started an internet school. So it was four of us at home. And then the next year after, Kennedy joined us. She said, you know what, I'm going to do this too, because the freedom was crazy because you get to go at your own pace. And so ultimately, you know, they would work on school in the morning and work on what they wanted to explore in the afternoon. So for Caleb, that was acting. For Celeste, it was her business and internet and online marketing. And for Kennedy, it was art and drawing and modeling. And so they had this split between their day between getting the work done and then doing what they were passionate about. And so we had set up an office where it was me, Dave, and all three kids in the same room. They do their thing, we do our thing, and it was so absolutely magical. We would go out for lunch together. We would take the lunch break with them. And then, of course, that led to the ability of when I was traveling. So if I got a booking in Australia, then we all went, all five of us went, and I'd do my couple of speaking gigs in Australia, and then we'd stay for a month because now all of us could operate from anywhere in the world. So that's where that magical moment came from. So it was actually instigated by Celeste. And it again gave us this next dimension because now we're all traveling around the world. They're seeing things that you can only understand when you see it. They're becoming amazing people. They're seeing different cultures. They're, you know, learning different languages. It was really that next level of harmony.
I do wonder, I know about online schooling, but how does that work as far as the accredited degrees? Do they have that through these online courses?
Yes. So it's the exact same education for the mandatory testing, which was both physical and the standardized testing. They would actually, during those moments, have to go into a physical school and do them. And then that was the only time that they had to physically show up somewhere, was to do anything that was standardized. But yes, when you graduate, you can apply to any college, university, anything you want. Everything is still wide open. And it just became, I think it's one of the amazing solutions to kind of where we are right now as a culture, because again, it allows, particularly, in our situation, which was acting with Caleb, he was constantly, going to auditions and being on set and all of those things. And that makes for a very awkward education when you're in the education system, like the normal education system. But once we went to online schooling, it resolved all of the problems we were having. It resolved the problems that we were having as a family who traveled, because when we were away, we were starting to get notices from social services that our children had been absent from school. Despite the fact that all three of them were straight-A students, they didn't care about that. They didn't care about their grade point average. All they cared about was there were X absent days. Well, again, the online school remedied that as well.
Very, very interesting. I didn't know how that worked as far as going further from the online courses. Folks, every day we have a very inspiring and powerful show to make a difference to you out there. We cater to all types of people, all ages. There's always something for everyone. Perhaps I'm prejudiced, but I say you should be listening to us every day. And in the wise words of marvelous mother Beverly Nadler and our health guru, here is why.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, BARRIE, and Friends.com, JoyceBarryandFriends.com. And on the upper left of the homepage, you'll see my picture. And right under that, if you click follow, you will know about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of our shows, because if you can't join us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, know that all shows are archived for your listening pleasure. You can download them, you can share them, you can email them. The archives are there for you 24/7. Okay, I'm going to go back to you, Tracy. It is said that the most important thing a father can do for his children is to love their mother. That by Theodore Hesburgh. And I know that your husband, from, you know, what's been said when I talk to the kids or you or your husband, you're such a connected family. So the way he is with you has to serve as a wonderful inspiration for them.
Oh, it definitely does. Dave is incredible with me. I could not be or do what I do without him. Amazing. He's an amazing husband as well as an amazing business partner. He's, again, the soulmate, the everything, the best friend. And the beautiful part is it doesn't stop at me. He was and is an incredible father. He, you know, changed every diaper. He fed them. He played with them. He cuddled them. Everything you'd ever dream of as far as a relationship from both husband, wife, and, you know, how somebody is with the kids, it was it. And so I think, and that was where the blessing was that I talked about, is that with both of us home with the kids, you know, it wasn't one parent gets exhausted and then the next one takes over when they get home. It was this flowing river of attention that was constantly going at the kids. And then we would, you know, flow to the business, flow to each other, flow to the children, and back it would go. And it became this kind of momentum that allowed all elements of our life to thrive.
And that's just really beautiful. And as I said, all around, as a mom, as a business person, all of that. When you say that your husband is your business partner, does he have a business separate from you as well, or is he wrapped up in your enterprises?
Yes, he's been with me. I started the company in 1985, and I do what I call stole Dave from a company called Computer Associates in 1992. And so he was the VP of development, and I was a software company, and I wanted the best, and he was it. So in the beginning, you know, it served many purposes for me in that I was getting this very top-level executive into my company. And then, of course, it rapidly went towards relationship and ultimately, you know, a marriage. I knew the second I saw Dave that he was the one.
I had that feeling.
Across the room, and that was that.
I was going to ask you my next question. You read my mind. Was it love at first sight? You are connected so extraordinarily. So did he feel
yes.
the same?
He does feel the same, yes. And so that's
no, not
what's really
just
fun
now,
about
it. But I mean, at that moment in time when you said, I saw him, I knew he was the one, did he feel that way at that time?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know if he felt. I certainly know he was majorly attracted. That was extremely.
Because I was
going to
ask, what did you run after him till he caught you?
There was definitely a lot of planning involved in order to be able to see him, because I lived in Toronto at the time and he lived in Vancouver, and so things had to make it all kind of. Coincide. Yeah, there was planning involved. I had to plan events that I knew they would put him at, and things of that nature. So it was very strategic for sure in the beginning. But I was trying to figure out how to get him into the company and how to get him aware of the company and aware of me and things of that nature for sure. He probably tells it differently. He, you know, many times he said, oh, I saw her and I wanted her and I didn't, you know, care about anything else after that. And again, I think Denise and Bev brought it up really well in that they talked a little bit about spirituality, a little bit of connectedness, if you want to call it that. Dave and I knew we had been together before, and so it became a natural beginning.
I just had the feeling it was love instantly because it sounds like a heart connection, a soulmate connection, you know, that on people say you are indeed very blessed. That's what I call having it all. The career is working, the marriage is working, the children is working. My God, I know you have a book called 31 Days to Millionaire Marketing Miracles. I think you should make your next book on the miracle marriage and motherhood and all of that. You are such a role model.
Well, it's funny you say that. I have book titles ready. Everybody asks me that has ever met me or my family to write books on how did we kind of do this, you know, get to where we are. And again, it was strategy. It was planning. It was making changes, choices, and decisions to get to, you know, all of this. And I think that's really what it comes down to is not the randomity of life. It was really what is our end goal? Well, if the end goal in our situation was a harmonious marriage, then you take the steps to do that. A harmonious family, then you take the steps and put them in place to do that. You make the action. And so it would be a very interesting book to even go through what I did to get to where we are. But it comes down where I am right now. It comes down to a question of time. I'm serving, you know, so many clients as far as what I do for them, which is the branding
and
the online marketing and the
website
launching.
What is your official website?
My official website is my name, TracyRepchuk.com, R-E-P-C-H-U-K.com.
And, yeah, so that one, they'll find out all about you, your bio. And for your book, it's just31days.com. I'm assuming it's 31, not the words, the numbers.
Correct. Yeah, just31days.com. That helps to get the just the book so you're not overwhelmed with everything else that I do.
It's overwhelming just listening to it. Are you kidding? Okay, the official website, T-R-A-C-Y, Repchuk, R-E-P-C-H-U-K.com. Now I'm going to go to you, Beverly. Rudyard Kipling said, God cannot be everywhere, and therefore he made mothers. Did you know early on you wanted to be a mom, or did it just happen in due course?
Well, as I said when I first spoke, that was the only thing I could imagine. That was the traditional role of women when I was young, and I was going to get married and have children. That was it. Before I continue, I do want to comment on the how impressed I am with the way that Tracy and her husband have raised their children. Of course, there was no internet way of training children at the time that my kids were young. They all went to regular public schools, and two of them hated them, and I could see why, because my kids, all of them, very, very creative, very, very high IQs, and the one that didn't hate it happened to be Denise, but Denise was always focused on being the best she could be, and she went on, of course, to get her degrees and become a chiropractor, and now she's using also chiropractic, but a lot of mind-body work and works with clients all over the world. My other two kids, considering that they hated school, managed to graduate. One of them has a managerial position in a very large company in Arizona, and the other one is a very well-respected trainer. She's also an actress, but she does a lot of training for and coaching for actors, and as such, she has a lot of her students have graduated into becoming in regular movies, on television, just incredible. When I think about the fact they did not have the kind of support, which was wonderful that Tracy was talking about, I did more of the, quotes, raising of them Then their dad, who was very busy, he was a chiropractor, and not one that took a tremendous amount of. He wasn't not interested, and he loved his kids, but that wasn't a role that he was as much connected to as I was. And the fact that my kids turned out the way that they have, I consider myself very blessed.
Yes, indeed, you're blessed. And given that I know your kids somewhat, especially Denise, as I stated before, I know they feel very blessed to have you. This by anonymous, nobody knows of the work it makes to keep the home together. Nobody knows of the steps it takes. Nobody knows but mother. I'm not a mom, unless you want to count that I had two little puppies, but short of that. But I just have the utmost respect for mothers, and most importantly, single moms, how difficult that is when you have to raise them alone. Indeed, it is quite the challenge every day being the mother and the father. And for a lot of your time with your kids, you were that.
Well, in a sense, but they did have... father figure. They also had a grandfather. But nothing compared, let me say, nothing compared to the harmonious and beautiful relationship that Tracy was talking about. And as I listened to that, I realized how different everyone's life is when we talk about what it is to be a mother. I wrote my poem with what it meant to me, but it is so different for everyone, and especially, as we've mentioned before, the times that we're living in now with the many, many distractions and things that go on in school, the shootings and all of these, we can say terrible things. It's a wonder when children are able to make good lives for themselves, truly. And as you said, with all of the single mothers and the poverty-stricken people, it's an incredible thing, and I think that there is what is known as a maternal instinct, and most mothers, I can't say all have it because we read about some, crazy things that have been done, but the instinct to keep your children safe and give them as much of the values for us and our family, it was creativity and I'm going to say compassion and kindness, and to use your brain as best as you could to learn.
Beverly, I want
to
tell them your website because now we're winding down here, so I want to be sure to get that in. It's Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com, and your extraordinary book is Vibrational Harmony. And I know you have another website as well, so if you can just share the name of that.
It's BreakthroughHealth.com, where I have a lot of information, health information, some of which is not that well known, not shared that much with the public. And you can find also my coaching and my speaking and my poetry on my regular website, Beverly Nadler. The other book is Loving the Game of Life, which is also, that's an e-book, and it's also on that website.
I mean, we have, as you can see, folks, two extraordinary moms on the show sharing about their blessings and their kids, and an extraordinary daughter that has surprised her mom by jumping on today to acknowledge her. I just wanted to share just a couple of fun things. I wanted this show, besides the heartwarming show it is and the blessings, I found this kind of funny. Examples of Mother Knows Best by Ephraim Kahana, What My Mother Taught Me. My mother taught me religion. You better pray this will come out of the carpet. My mom taught me time travel. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. My mother taught me foresight. Make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident. My mother taught me irony. Keep crying and I'll give you something to cry about. My mom taught me about contortionism. Will you look at that dirt on the back of your neck? My mother taught taught me about weather. This room of yours looks as if a tornado went through it. My mother taught me about envy. There are millions of less fortunate children in the world who don't have wonderful parents like you do. My mom taught me about anticipation. Just wait until we get home. My mother taught me about receiving. You are going to get it when you get home. My mother taught me wisdom. When you get to be my age, you'll understand. And finally, my mom taught me about justice. One day you'll have kids, and I hope they turn out just like you. And I share that in the spirit of fun. And I want to go to you, Tracy, because I know that you didn't teach your kids any of that.
I mean, that's really funny. I thought that was good. No, they probably didn't learn a lot of that. My children really learned to be who they were meant to be, and we catered to that from the beginning. We let them make their mistakes. We let them fall. We let them make their choices and live with the consequences. Even though we could foresee where it was going, that wasn't our job. Our job was to let them learn at the pace they needed to. And so ours was really catered more to that that line of thinking.
Yeah, so it's clear that that was not a part of your repertoire. And then this one I thought was very funny also. The Mother's Dictionary of Meanings, a dumb waiter, one who asks if the kids would care to order dessert, feedback, the inevitable result when the baby doesn't appreciate the strained carrots, full name, what you call your child when you're mad at him, grandparents, the people who think your children are wonderful even though they're sure you're not raising them right, hearsay, what toddlers do when anyone mutters a dirty word, independent, how we want our children to be for as long as they do everything we say, show off, a child who is more talented than yours, top bunk, where you should never put a child wearing Superman jammies, who done it, none of the kids that live in your house. So Beverly, for someone who's always doing research and you're on top of everything and health, you're the health guru of our show and all of that, is there any of that that you relate to?
I found it all amusing, and I was just trying to think. I can't honestly say I relate to it as something that I try to foster with my kids, but I thought it was very amusing and in a sense very true, and we need humor in our lives, and I really enjoy the fact that you, no matter what, you will find something of humor. Because that's one of the things that we know is so good for the health. And as you know, my mission in life is to research health, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and present what I find. And humor is certainly one of the big things about it. So I enjoy them, but I wasn't trying to think about, did I do that with the kids? Can't even tell you, Joyce. A lot of stuff I don't specifically remember. I remember a lot of the good times that we did share and a lot of times when I wish that things were very different in the relationships. But as you can see from things I've said, my kids, my children, my grown children have turned out really well, and I am so grateful for that. And so I can
say,
even
though, I'm very grateful to have you guys here today as my guest. Folks, my official website is Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com. And Beverly hit the nail on the head when she said, I like to bring humor into everything. When I opened my own company in 1979, I called my technology Transfunmation. So no matter what it is, I do love bringing humor into it, finding something to laugh about, finding the lemonade in the lemon. Folks, my website, official website, is Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com, JoyceBarry.com. You'll find out about my coachings, my seminar programs, and you will see endorsements from people all over the country that have used me as a coach. I'm just going to share a few of my favorite testimonials.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And you put in on the subject of the show, motherhood. I always like to know what show inspired people to write to me. CoachJoyce@AOL.com put motherhood in the subject. Any comments, any kind of shows you want to hear from us, and then put your name, best time to reach you, in the text of the email, and I will get back to you. I love connecting with our loyal listeners and hearing your comments, your thoughts, so do that. CoachJoyce@AOL.com. Friday's show, we have world-renowned psychic Peter Marks and medium. So thanks to the great medium he was, he managed to bring back all those celebrities that have passed to endorse our show. He will be giving free on-air mini readings on Friday. So, folks, I hope you enjoy the show as much as I did, and I want to thank our very, very special guests. And you can hear them on last Friday's shows as well. You want to tune in to that show, Mother's Day Celebration with Marvelous Moms. That was on Friday, that show. So, Tracy, let me go to you. And what message do you want to leave our audience today?
Really just understand that your kids are kind of these spiritual beings with their own mission and purpose, and you are there to guide them, not control them. And so the journey becomes much easier when you understand what your true role is.
And I really want to thank you so much for jumping on with us today and inspiring the show today. And I can't wait to call you back and schedule your next show. You're just terrific, all around, mother, wife, extraordinaire, and guest. Beverly, what message would you like to leave our audience?
Well, I would say that what Tracy left them with is perfect. You want to love them. You want to guide them. You want to give them enough freedom to develop who they truly are, not for them to imitate you or to imitate anyone else, but to discover their true role and what is meaningful to them. And, of course, to help them with their self-esteem and to keep them as healthy as you possibly can.
And thank you, Beverly, for all that you give to me personally and professionally and your support of this show. Folks, I want to leave you with my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning beginning of the very best of your life with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us, and you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. Peace and blessings.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and friends.